Jesus promised he would manifest himself to those who followed his commands. Obedience is a key to that manifestation. Join Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler for more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And let me tell you, download your study notes right now, kcm.org/notes. And so during the broadcast, you can stay right along with Bishop Butler and me, and you get every point, all the scriptures, all of the prophetic words that the Lord manifests and so forth on these broadcasts. So you want to have them in front of you. And later, you know, praise God. I mean, you can print these things out. You can give them to your family. They're free. You don't need to pay anything. No expense, no excuse. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and we give you praise, sir. We open our eyes and ears and heart to hear from heaven, to receive revelation. Oh, insights, ideas, and concepts of the kingdom of God in which we live. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Keith, let's get back in this. I'm almost breathless over all that's going on right now because it is that anointing that what the Lord called that tent anointing that is, it's like, you know, Smith Wigglesworth walked under that man. Mm. 17 documented cases of the dead raised, and many more than that. But he had an insight and revelation of the integrity of the Word, too. He knew how to function by faith in the Word of God. And he said, I'd rather have that anointing 5 minutes to have than to have a golden fence built around the world.
Hallelujah.
Man, you really can't adequately explain it or express it, but it's back, man.
Well, for your viewing audience, what we're talking about is what the Lord said about 2015, and that 2015 would be a year of visitation, manifestations, and demonstrations of the Spirit.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, buddy.
Whew. So, we began a little bit last Friday about it, and then, of course, on yesterday's broadcast, Brother Copeland laid some things out. So there are three verses of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 12:7 tells us that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit.
Yes, sir.
All. So God wants everyone to have manifestation of the Spirit. Then in 1 Corinthians 14:18, the Apostle Paul says, and it's one of the keys, he said, I speak with tongues more than ye all, and I believe one translation says, I speak with tongues more than you, the church of Corinth, yeah. All of you combined.
Yeah, all put together.
And does anybody, you see a lot of manifestation and demonstration of the Spirit, that back half of that book of Acts is him, and his basis was that prayer. Then the other thing was that Jesus said in St. John 14:21, he that loveth me, he'll also be loved of the Father, and I will manifest myself to him. And he's talking about that person being obedient. So we see prayer, we see being obedient, praise God, is clearly in this. When we read Acts 1:14, these all continued with one accord. That's the other thing we talked about last week. Unanimity, praise God. Got rid of the strife, got rid of all that, and just everybody put their own agendas aside and just focused on God. So they got in one accord in prayer and supplication. And it said here, with the women. And of course, back in those cultures, back in those days, women and men didn't operate together, right?
No.
But they put all that aside, praise God, and got together in that upper room, and you have, of course, what a visitation of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. You have manifestation of the Spirit, praise God, as they began to speak in languages they had not learned, and they're speaking in languages from people all over the known world at that time who were amazed at what was happening. And then 3,000 people get saved, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And their hearts were pricked, we looked at in verse 37. When they heard, of course, Peter preached in under that anointing, it says they were pricked in their hearts. Amen. And of course, so you saw what? You saw a manifestation of the Spirit. You saw a manifestation of 1,000 people get saved. You saw people doing things they never learned, praise God. It's mm-hmm. all the Spirit mm-hmm. of God. So we're starting to see some of the basis for those things. You get over into chapter 3 of Acts, praise God, and you see, of course, where Peter and John are walking through that gate beautiful there, and there's that man sitting there who his entire life had never walked. And he's, what, 40 years old or so?
Yeah.
And he's expecting, here's another word, he's expecting to receive something of them, but he didn't know that he was going to get what he got. And here's another word about this year, visitation, manifestation, and demonstration. Peter did something bold.
Yes, he did.
See, he said, silver and gold have I none, in verse 6, but such as I have give I thee in the name, and of course the Greek word for name is unima. Unima means authority and character. So in the authority of Jesus and in his love, because the most outstanding characteristic of Jesus and God is that he's love. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then he took him by the right hand. And he lifted him up.
Yeah.
Bold man. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood, walking, entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him. So again, you had, praise God, another element of visitation, manifestations, and demonstration. And that is boldness is involved in this. Praise God.
There are people that have been rude and tried to say that was some kind of bold anointing, but they're just pushing something, right. thinking that boldness is involved, so they try to push it. No, you don't make that boldness.
No.
They prayed and said, give us that boldness. So that you get bold under that anointing and under a manifestation of special faith. That's one mm-hmm. of the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see that happen in chapter 4. You get back, you get over there. Of course, they're threatened. So they come back to their own company, and Dad Hagin used to always say, it's always good to be able to come back to your own company, right?
Yeah, where they agree with you.
Yeah. And being let go, verse 23, they went to their own company, reported all the chief priests and elders sent to them, and they lifted up, they heard it, lifted up the voice to God with one accord. That word keep coming up with manifestation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One accord and said. Then they're going to read out loud, because how do you get 3,000 people to pray the same thing? Well, somebody's playing the word.
Yeah.
This is the third psalm, right? And they're going to pray out loud together the third psalm. And they're going to finish it up with prayer.
Now, Keith, doesn't that come under 1 John 5 where it said, if we pray according to his will, we know he hears us. Mm-hmm. And we have or we receive the petition. They put a petition before God. They laid his word out there together.
Right.
And they all prayed it. Together and lifted their voices together. And
the word was the basis, not the personality of a man.
That's right. It was the word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of that whole situation.
So it wasn't them looking at so-and-so or the great man so-and-so, and they just had a heating with Peter and John.
Peter had just got through saying, what do you look at me for?
Exactly.
Now, as though by my calling, or we would say it today, what do you look at me for as me being an apostle had something to do with this? No, he said his faith in the name of Jesus that did it.
Hey, praise God. Amen. And so now, amen, they pray the word in verse 29. And now, Lord, in their prayer, look at their threatenings. grant unto thy servants that with all, there's that word boldness. They're asking God to give them boldness and not manufactured boldness. And a lot of that people, that rudeness you're talking about, is because they're trying to do something so people see them as being great.
Yeah.
But with thy boldness, that they may speak thy word, stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done by the name or the authority and in the love of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, we begin talking about unity, prayer, praise God, in the Spirit. It was when we get to Paul, okay, praise the Lord, and boldness. When they had prayed, the place was shaken when they were assembled together. They're all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. What happened? And the multitude of them that would believe were one heart and one soul. Keep coming back to that. Now, one reason why I keep bringing this up, and obviously because the word says it, but how Satan's going to attack it shortly. And he doesn't have anything new, so we know he's going to try the same thing he did then, so we might as well see it. So they're one heart, one soul, and of course, great grace comes into here. We talked about last week. And when you have manifestation of great grace, what you're going to have is that, praise God, people are going to lose their possessiveness. You have manifestation of great grace. You're going to have manifestation of power from the inside, praise the Lord. You're going to have a large measure. The inward power of the Holy Ghost was upon them all, and it directed their thoughts and directed their actions and directed their words. So they're all still in one accord when you get over into chapter 5, and now you're going to see some real manifestation. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. This scripture keeps saying,
how many times are you going to have to say that before we get this?
It got to be one accord.
Saying that,
that
one
so
accord
big, man.
Solomon's porch. And what happens? Believers were added to the Lord, verse 14. Multitudes, both men and women, thousands more come in. So much that they brought the sick into the street, laid them on beds and couches. At the least, the shadow of Peter passing by my overshadowed some of them, there came a multitude. That's what's going to happen this year.
That's it.
Multitudes out of the city around Jerusalem, bringing, that's all the suburban areas. So this is going to happen in the city.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to happen in the suburbs and the country. Praise God. Bringing them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one.
Praise God, man.
So you had manifestation and spirit, demonstration, and praise God, then something else going to happen, visitation. Just a couple more verses. Amen. The high priest rose up, and of course, they're filled with indignation, laid their hands on the apostles, put them in prison, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door. Visitation of angels. Now, if this is a year of visitation, manifestation, demonstration, there's going to be angelic visitations come along with this.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And here's an extreme situation. They've been threatened. We're going to kill you if you do this. What shows up? Angels. And note the angel tells them, go stand and speak in the temple. Go right back where you were before and tell the people all the words of this life. So, of course, when they go to get them out of prison, they find, oh, the prison's empty. Where are they at? They're right back where they were before. Praise the Lord. A lot of people, if the angel had delivered them, they would say, thank you, and they would have been gone. That was that. We've been delivered. No. Praise God. They went right back, right where the enemy didn't expect them, boldly preaching the word.
There's a point right in here that we need to touch on, because this, you're going to get, when these kind of things begin happening, what we're seeing in the world today, the devil's beheading Christians and crucifying them and all that kind of thing, the devil starts that threat trying to split everybody up and try to scare everybody and steal that word. But notice that when the angel came in, now they told Peter, we're cutting your head off tomorrow. When he came in there, he had to smite him. He had to kick him to wake him up. The man is sound asleep. They're going to behead you in the morning. Well, so what? I mean, everybody gonna die. So he didn't lay it up there. You know, I mean, he's bound. Keith, he's bound to a bleed in his heart. I serve a God that raises people from the dead. What am I worried about? He's sound asleep, man. That angel had to kick the man and, you know, wake him up and get him out of there.
Well, it's like Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sower sows the word, Satan comes immediately. Mm-hmm. And there's 25% of them hung on to the word in the same atmosphere and got a hundredfold return strictly on believing the word of God.
And in Mark chapter 4, it said immediately they are offended.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Satan's intent.
That's the division.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Then when you get to chapter 6, how did Satan attack all these visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations with the spirit of division?
Yeah.
Chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Now, some things happen here. Somewhere in here, they went from unanimity, prayer daily, and they became carnal enough that they got sidetracked away from focusing on the spirit to focusing on natural stuff. And Satan came in right away and caused racial strife.
And they got offended.
Yeah.
That's it, wasn't it?
Over stuff.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the stuff? What's been happening around in our country the last several months? See?
Trying to start a race war to get to sidetrack this thing from where it is going.
And I've been seeing Christians and churches, both black and white, start looking at each other's kind of jaundiced eyes. What are these blacks doing? And how come these whites don't understand? See, I mean, Satan understands that God has said what's going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
See, and he want and fighting over who's going to get what and who's going to do what. And so that's an old ploy of the devil, and we need to pay attention to that. We really need to pay attention to that. It's nothing but Satan trying to keep the miracles from happening. When you got manifestation of the Spirit, everybody's going to get what they need. Everybody's going to get the money they need. Everybody's going to get the healing they need. Praise God. Everybody's going to get whatever they think is coming to them, praise God, by the Spirit of God. Won't have to concern yourself about it. But the disciples got caught up in that, and they finally said, this doesn't make any sense. Here we got to, you know, handle this division stuff. Who's going to get what? And now instead of praying, which opened the door to these manifestations, we got caught up into that. Nothing new under the sun about that.
Mm-mm.
So we already got to pay attention to this because there's going to be visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations this year.
Amen.
And we already know how Satan's going to attack it. And he ain't changed one bit, praise God. And so walking in love does it. Love covers a whole multitude of faults. I mean,
I mean,
if you look at me for a short period of time, you're going to find some issues with me. And I'm sure if anybody in the audience, if I have a chance to look at you long enough, I'm going to find some faults that you have. Walking in love just covers all that stuff. Praise.
One of the greatest things I ever heard in my own personal life, Gloria said to me one day, I was praying and I knew I had missed God and I didn't really know right where it was, but I was disturbed in my spirit and she could tell I was. And I, oh God, help me. I said, I know you don't miss it. It's me here. I need to know. She walked over behind me, Keith, and she laid her hands on me and she prayed for me. And then she said, Kenneth, I find no fault in you, sweetheart.
Praise God.
Keith, I'll tell you, I just erupted, man. Right. With such peace. And, oh, what is that? She ministered grace to me. She helped me with, and the Lord said, that's the way I want you to see and minister to other people, where you see no fault in them. And you remind them that I don't see fault in them. James chapter 1 proves that.
And that'll keep the Spirit being able to manifest and demonstrate.
And straighten the stuff out.
If you do that. We keep reading here. Praise God. Well, they came up with, well, let's find seven guys to handle that. And you get the first deacons. And, of course, the job of the deacon is a deke, as we say. And that was to serve table. They weren't supposed to run our church of God. Amen. But I noticed what happened. Once everybody got together with this and they got back in unity again, what happened? After they prayed, laid their hands on verse 6, the word of God increased.
There you have it.
And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
And we know it worked because of the miracles of Philip and Stephen.
Right.
So we know, it wasn't an apostle. These guys weren't apostles.
Nope.
They were table servers. Now, they both of them were promoted, but the miracles were happening while they were waiting on the tables, man.
But
you don't preach me happy, Butler, you know that? Glory to God, man.
Now, there's some more stuff in here that in chapter 6, I think that's really important. But you know, the Lord had told them in Acts 1:8, He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Yeah.
You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, for that, Samaria, Gentile, and to the uttermost parts of the world.
Now, that Samaria situation was a serious racial breach.
Yeah, sure.
Spirit of division working big time in that.
Not only that, praise God, since He told them the uttermost parts of the earth, where were they all at? In Jerusalem.
They still in Jerusalem.
They still in Jerusalem. And manifestation and demonstrations, one of those things we talked about was obedience.
Yeah.
And because they weren't, even though you still got manifestation happening, it opened the door for the enemy to be able to get in here and start doing some things. And I know we're out of time, so we have to pick it up on tomorrow. But praise God, this is our year.
Yeah, that's something we need to talk about because they got scattered.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because God just decided just to break all this up. No, they didn't do what He said to do in the first place. They just settled in there. And we need to remember that we're still under that same mandate. We go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and the believer lays hands on the sick and they shall recover. That same anointing should be on the whole bunch of us. My goodness. Bishop and I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
To experience manifestations of Jesus, we must give God control in our lives. Learn what that really means with the God is in Control package. In the 4-CD set, Kenneth Copeland teaches you how to choose and activate God's Word in your life. You will also learn how to walk in confidence, even during troubled times. Keith Butler brings us 2 books written from over 40 years in ministry. Each book is filled with Scripture, providing a solid biblical foundation. Grace versus Judgment, Which One Is It? Teaches the 17 definitions for the word grace. Having a clear understanding of grace will help you draw from it as an appropriate resource of power for every situation. Based on the parable in Mark 4, you'll learn, in Everything Happens for a Reason, the 5 tools that Satan uses to try to steal the word, and how to be good ground that produces harvest. God's Word provides the answer to bring you to victory. As the body of Christ, we are to rise up and be bold to do the works of Jesus. walk in faith, and be confident because God is in control.
Order your copy of the God is in Control package for only $33. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You can walk in the grace of God and have confidence during troubled times. God and His Word are your answers. Receive the power and resources you need. Choose God's Word and keep your life in control. Order the God is in Control package today.
This is the God is in Control package. This is extremely, extremely important. There are people that have the idea that, well, God is in control and nothing happens without He either caused it or He's the one that instigated it, He permitted it, and there's nothing in this whole world any further from the truth than that. Well, then why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people make bad decisions. Amen. But you need to know how to walk under His control. Now, He is in control in the kingdom of God. He is in control over the church. He is in control there. He's not in control over the world. The devil's the god of this world. But we are in control under God, and we walk by faith, and we're the ones that pulled down Satan's stronghold. Shout of, hey, you can tell I get really animated over that. Hey, you need to get a hold of these and study them, share them with your family. If you're not already doing this, and it's in your spirit to do it, start you a prayer group. There's not enough of that going on today. Start you a prayer group. Invite family and people that don't know the things you know, just tell them, come on over to the house. We're going to pray for a while together. And share these things with them. And one of the greatest ministers of the gospel I've ever known, he's in heaven now, but in the early days of his ministry, he would take his tape recorder and my tapes, and he'd go to people's prayer groups, and he'd sit down and play the tape. And then when he got through there, y'all got any questions? And so one night he left the house, and the Lord said, leave your tape recorder at home. He said, I don't want to do that. He said, leave your tape recorder at home. So he did, and whoa, man, out of his ministry came. Glory to God. Then it's time to do that again. These times are here again. Two Living Victory meetings, one on the East Coast of New York, September 11th and 12th at the New York Marriott Marquis, on the West Coast in Anaheim, October 16 and 17, Anaheim Marriott Hotel. These meetings are for our partners. Oh, come on, partners. We're going to have a good time. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kenneth and Keith reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free book, Turn Your Hurts into Harvests by Kenneth Copeland. Uncover your personal path to freedom from hurt. Be free and stay free. Go to kcm.org/TV special and receive your copy as a mini book or free download. For the mini book version, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.